Each morning, more than 1,000 volunteers, from Kerala to Sunset Beach, wake up at sunrise and take a stroll on the beach looking for signs of sea turtle nests. Tracks in the sand leading to the water and a depression where the eggs were laid and then covered up are signs that a sea turtle was in that spot just hours ago.
When you walk up and you actually find one, it's pretty great.
Michelle Lamping has been doing the beach walks along Bogue Banks for 13 years now. She's an aquarist at the North Carolina Aquarium at Pine Knoll Shores.
Processing the nest is just opening up the nest cavity, verifying that it is a nest, so make sure there are eggs. We remove one egg for a DNA sample, and then we rope it off, we put a sign on it, and that way the nest stays protected. We get a GPS so we know where it is, and then we do all the data logging, and that way we can keep track of how long it's going to be there and where it's at. And that way we know about when the nest is actually getting ready to emerge, and that way we can do nest protections for the hatchlings when they're ready to come out.
You may have heard that female sea turtles return to the same beach to nest. Actually, they return to the same general region each year. And since sea turtles have multiple clutches each season, one that returns to nest in North Carolina may also nest in South Carolina and Georgia. Lamping says they're able to track that using DNA samples collected from eggs. It gives them important information about each turtle's preferred nesting sites from year to year, as well as data on how many nests a sea turtle lays each season.
So on our end of the beach, we have a couple moms that, without failure, will come back every 2 or 3 years, putting 3 or 4 nests. I'll put them in within a mile or two, and they're pretty much like clockwork. And then we have a couple visiting moms that come, put a nest on our beach, and then we'll go nest further north or further south in around North Carolina or South Carolina, which is pretty cool too, to have a visiting mom come by and put a nest.
There's been an upward trend in the number of nesting sites along our coast. Last year, the commission tallied a record-breaking 1,650 nests, a 25% increase over 2015. So far this year, the numbers are strong. The State Wildlife Resources Commission Sea Turtle Project is reporting 741 loggerheads, Kemp's Ridley, and green sea turtle nests. Coastal wildlife biologist Sarah Finn.
I'm not sure that we'll top last year's record, but it should be pretty good. There are some islands that are a little bit lower than they normally are, and some islands are higher than they normally are. So it's kind of inconsistent across the board, but we'll probably have a pretty good year this year.
Along the North Carolina coast, there's about 330 miles of ocean-facing beaches that provide suitable habitat for sea turtles to nest, but some places are better than others. Cape Hatteras has the most nesting sites, 144, while Cape Lookout is not far behind with 126 nests. Finn says sea turtles prefer these large, undeveloped stretches of beach because they're darker and more secluded.
There's just a wide area that the turtles have to choose from. And being undeveloped, we don't get a lot of the sky glow from nearby cities that we do on the other barrier islands. And obviously, they're a little bit more difficult to access for the average person.
Emerald Isle and Atlantic Beach report 8 nests each, while Pine Knoll Shores has 7, Salter Path Indian Beach have 3, and Fort Macon has recorded 2 nests so far. Finn says an increasing number of nesting sites along our coast may be indicative of a recovering sea turtle population.
Certainly something we like to see, an increase in the number of nests. What we're trying to determine is to make sure that the turtles aren't just laying more clutches, that we're actually seeing an increase in the number of individuals. And it's still a little too soon to tell that piece yet. We've been participating in a DNA study with South Carolina and Georgia for the past 8 years. So that's helping us to dive more deeply into that question.
July is the peak of sea turtle nesting season, and volunteers are out in full force walking the beaches, identifying nests. Soon, they'll be even busier protecting hatchlings emerging from the sand. Aquarist Michelle Lamping says there's 3 nests on Bogue Banks that could hatch as early as next week.
My volunteers will start being out there July 19th will be the first, but I think because the season is so much colder right now, because it's only been hot for a couple of days, so I think it's going to take longer for the nest to fully incubate. So I'm thinking closer to the 22nd, 23rd weekend might have some action then. It might still be a little too early as well.
Nesting season in North Carolina ends October 31st, but starts trailing off as fall approaches. If you encounter a sea turtle laying eggs or a fleet of tiny half-dollar-sized hatchlings emerging from a nest, keep your distance, turn out any lights, and quietly observe. Mothers can be easily disturbed when nesting, and hatchlings can get disoriented by lights. I'm Jared Brumbaugh.